You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here we go on a Tuesday with the Dom and Jeremy show. We'll have your mind bender coming up in a bit. We'll have boys against the girls. We're gonna be talking this morning about how you got busted by your parents doing something, or just caught doing something.
Mm-hmm. Just caught by your rents. Which is harder nowadays with cameras everywhere. It's harder to get away with things, you know?
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing. In fact, the story that inspired all of this was because of security camera stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into all of that coming up in just a little bit here on the D&J show at Denver's Mix 100. What's going on in your life?
Such a dad yesterday. Driving home, I called Knick-Knack. I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "Well, I just out front. I shoveled the driveway for you, so you don't have to do that when you come home." And
wow,
I was like, "Oh, that's very sweet of you. That's, you know, that's great. Thank you for doing that." She's like, "But I did leave the back patio for you." She's like, "Because I know you're dying to test out that new shovel that you got a few months ago. I posted a picture of a new shovel that I picked up, and I just thought it was so funny." She's like, "You know, you've kind of been eyeing that. It's been sitting in the garage, and now you get to take it for a test spin." And I was a giddy dad yesterday, Dom. I got a real Mac Daddy shovel for the back patio. And
is it the kind that's got the bend in it, so it's supposed to help your legs?
So it's got a bend, but it's a two-hand, two-arm shovel. So it kind of reminds me of those like old-school bikes where the handle's kind of curved around a little bit, and you get locked your arms into it.
Oh, okay.
So you got to lock into it and you push it with two, you put your whole body into it and you just go back and forth, and it's got a giant scooper on the front, and I was just having the time of my life. Hashtag dad life. So I did that, and then you know when it's cold out, it's a law that you got to stuff your face. So I made a really good vegetable beef soup yesterday in the Instapot. Which I'm fully aware that I've been slacking this year on Croctober, and I'm so sorry, but I have made the switch to the Instapot.
But that's all right, because we use the Instapot as a slow cooker.
Yeah, I do too, but there's something about mode. It does have a slow cooker mode, but I like made soup in, you know, 16 minutes or whatever last night. It was fantastic. It's
that should be the name of
thing.
It. 16-minute soup.
16-minute soup. So we did that, and then Knick-Knack said, "I don't know about you, but I got a hankering for some pumpkin bread." And I said, "Girl, you better make two loaves." And so she did. So she was a little bacon fiend yesterday. And you know how I am about my pumpkin bread, Dom?
No nuts.
No, well, absolutely no nuts. But it's my favorite thing when fall comes, those giant loaves. And they weigh about 9 pounds each. A lot of pumpkin in them.
Well, yesterday was my wife's birthday, and yet I got the present somehow, because speaking of food, if you want to discuss food,
yes,
there were leftovers of the crock pot chicken corn chowder.
Yeah,
and leftovers are even better with that particular. It's one of those things. But I was out on my little screened-in patio thing doing some work, and I had had some of that, and she and Zoe were gone for a couple of hours doing stuff. Dude, don't even get me started on her and her on her her mushroom kick that she's on right now, growing, cultivating.
Yes.
One of these days, I'm going to have to post a photo of the shop she has set up with the humidifier inside this plastic tent thing and the growing materials. And I mean, she's really going to town.
She's going all out.
So she was leaving the house yesterday, and she goes, "Well, I've got to go to the tractor supply store. And I was like... And then I just stopped.
Get
like,
some manure? Manure.
It wasn't manure. It was some other thing that she then brought home and put in the Instapot.
Oh.
Because it has to... Oh, she has to sterilize it. That's what it is. Whatever she got has to be sterilized. So she puts it in the Instapot and puts... I guess there's a sterilization mode?
I guess steam and pressure kills whatever... is in there, I guess.
I don't know. But anyway, she's just like been nuts over all of this and swears that she's going to be able to sell this stuff to restaurants.
Huh.
That's maybe, I think that might just be what she tells
the end game
to placate me, to make me just like let her do whatever.
Yeah.
Look, she's a grown ass woman. She can do whatever she wants.
Is it in the house?
What? No, it's down in the basement. It's in the utility room.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay.
But what she was, what she was sterilizing yesterday in the Instapot in the kitchen made the whole kitchen smell like a pine closet. You ever walked into a
when
they just built a
That's a good
closet?
Smell.
It was really interesting. She had that. But I brought all this up because when she got back, the gift that I got yesterday is when she got back from the tractor supply store, they had made a little detour stop on the way at Culver's.
Ah, oh, nice.
So then I got the peanut butter chocolate concrete mixer, and I'm sorry.
That's your kryptonite.
But I win.
Yeah.
Keep your pumpkin bread.
It tasted like pine, though.
Right.